Hello, people. This is the Ultra Extra Special Edition of the PC Bombcast with guest Michael Schilling. You heard a little bit about this movie already if you listened to episode 243, but you're getting a big old dose of this episode right here, right now, or the movie, I'm sorry, big old dose of the movie that we watched in Bad Candy. Bad Candy was kind of akin to Trick or Treat, a movie that we have waxed on about loving so much on this podcast through the Halloween years, but it is not Trick or Treat. It is Bad Candy, and it is wanting in that department. But what it is, it's fun to watch if you listen to our jokes, maybe even throw some of your own jokes, and just hopefully for $5, I'm not even charging you for the commentary, just pay the $5 to rent the movie, or if you're so inclined, illegally download the movie, and it'll make for a pretty fun day of watching stuff on Halloween. So that said, as soon as the episode starts, you're going to hear me count us in to when the movie starts and when you can hit play and just get it as close as you can and enjoy. That's all right after the bomb, which is now. We're going to go ahead and hit play on the movie Bad Candy. And so after you hear this, or after I say this, when we come back, we're going to wrap up this movie Bad Candy and we'll talk about it a little bit. So you're going to expect that to pause now. And then for all those still listening on the second one, I'm hitting play on it now. And if you want to watch along with us, the movie is starting right. Circle. Right now at the D-E-A-P, Dread. I bet it's Dread. Dread. We're at the 7-second mark right now. So you can listen along as we watch the movie. And then, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, Mike, as the movie started, obviously it's going to be hard to pay much attention to it if we're going to talk through it.
It's okay. I like it.
So when you watch a movie like this.
Yes.
Or any movie, any scary movie, do you often look for things? I've always wondered this as a person that writes books, if they read books in a different way than I do, but as a guy that likes to direct,
yeah.
Do you watch things in a different way as a director? Like, oh, I could use that, or I can make that a better shot, or I would have done this. Now, I know it's hard to criticize professionals that are getting paid to do it, but still.
I will go in with the intentions of trying to do that and usually end up just getting immersed into the movie, usually. Yeah. Especially if it's a good movie. And then I'll have to watch it another time.
That just makes it a successful movie.
Yes. Then. Now, but I do watch, and I do notice certain scenes, and sometimes I'll be thinking, maybe they could have done something.
Right.
So
it depends sometimes.
So this is going to be in the background, obviously, but I found an episode that's not too loud in the background, but I'd certainly want us to hear it.
Yeah. This guy's a DJ of some sorts, it seems.
Yeah, I think that's the through line, is that it's calls in or something, but... And don't worry about silence during this, because we are watching a movie, and if people do it the right way, it'll be while the movie is playing, so...
Yeah.
It's Chili Billy, apparently.
Ah, the 666.
66.6.
I gotta be honest, I did that in one of my episodes when they're adjusting the dial for the radio. He goes to 666.
Have you ever seen floor? I was thinking about this when we were recently in Springfield for a soccer trip. Have you ever seen a hotel room 666? I wonder if they exist.
I have seen that. It sounds so damn familiar.
I know that a lot of hotels will skip 13.
They do.
But I wonder 13, if they skip 666.
That's a good question. Not sure.
It'd have to be a big hotel though. 66 rooms on a floor.
That's
would
a
be.
Lot.
Maybe that's why they don't do that.
Could be.
Or Sweet 666, that's never happened. I just don't think I'd see it. I think people are still scared. Whether you're religious or not.
Is that the guy from Goonie or Gremlins? Not him, the other guy.
Let me see.
That's him.
Oh, wow. Is that Billy?
That, it is, I think. In the good eye, Missy.
They do. They interview Billy.
Yeah, there's
a
your pumpkin shortage. Yeah.
They interview Billy and a lot of people in the Monster Squad from that era. The people that were in that era.
Yeah, because I don't know if he really made it very big.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No.
He's typecasted as a Mogwai collector. It's very hard to make a bunch of movies out of it. You essentially get two.
Sorry, guys. New Salem.
Okay. Oh, of course it is.
Oh, nice waterfall.
New
not in New Salem, probably.
Yeah.
What, well, that's safe.
What movie? Oh, the director of the so the Monster Squad was the first time director that directed it.
Really?
And he had a longtime director on set, which was kind of. I sense this girl's about
this
to
this is not good. Sorry, I just like I'm like yeah. No.
Fat
like,
hillbilly tattoos.
A lot going on here.
Don't do it.
Oh yeah, there is a lot going on here.
Okay, hold on here. Let's take a look here.
Somebody's getting smoked.
Yeah.
Maybe all of them.
All of them. Yeah. Maybe.
Hillbilly into car into.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! What?
He didn't even notice
it. Oh my god! He's
bye bye.
Oh my god!
Now, he's drunk. Oh boy.
This is gonna be rough.
Interesting.
Oh, but anyway, the first time director convinced him, like, the first shot you do in every scene is a wide spanning shot.
Interesting.
He said, do the wide spanning shot first and make sure you have it, and then you go back and do all your close ups and things that you want.
So always start with the wide,
and you see, like, when cutting it, he goes, it gives you a place to cut. And it gives you a way to bring people into the scene.
I see.
And they talk about like the sunset walking and good the and it makes sense. I can kind
of
see it.
I may have to look at that because I think a lot of mine I start closer up, and just because I like that close interaction with people. Yeah. But that's not always the right way, though.
Right.
She drew a picture, and the picture instantly
it turned reddish.
Yeah, red. Maybe she's magic.
Now, see, I like that was a little misdirection there. They're showing the girl riding the bike, but then random dude gets nailed.
It's their own Monster Squad. Nice. It's their Gothic Monster Squad.
How do they even have power?
Oh, Necronomicon.
Are you guys ready for tonight? Yeah. I've spent all of my babysitting money.
That looks like our neighbor. I won't say the name, but looks like our neighbor.
To protect the
It really
innocent.
Does. Yeah.
Dude, really? It's footage.
Oh, I was going to say, so this group, the cool thing about this group and what is very much modern movie making, there's no token in it. Like, there's two black people, there's two girls. They have a token mute girl.
And they have a dude. They do. It's the new thing.
With her magic pen and pencil.
Yeah. What are you drawing here, girl?
This is the I wonder if this is like the way the clubhouse looks all the time, if they've decorated it special.
I mean.
Also, where's the power coming from?
I could deal with this all year round.
Yeah. Where's the electricity coming from?
This was what I was wondering.
Does anybody remember where I put my helmet? I'm almost finished.
I would argue he has a hair helmet.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, he just messed up his makeup.
We gotta be able to look out for bullies, too.
Oh, This is true.
The devil. You gotta, don't put the knife down.
Hey, easy.
And you have the numbers on your side, so.
Yeah.
Here
get
we go.
Get off our turf. Leave my treehouse alone, jerk!
I mean, you have a machete, so... Oh!
Whoa.
What the hell?
I just made them!
That's about the wimpiest-looking bully I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I think he was five!
He's like 2 feet tall!
I think he's less of a bully and more of a nuisance.
Who's this jackass?
That's what she just drew all ago.
Okay, I do remember that in the picture. It's kind of hard getting a sense of where it was, though, out there.
Yeah.
Oh, not that pumpkin.
Yeah, does he not carve the insides of them out? He's the worst pumpkin carver of all time.
Oh, what do we got? Wax lips? Oh, glow sticks.
Oh, yeah.
It's a rave now.
I thought they were... I tell you about the naive or the stupidity of me and where I'm in my life. I thought those were Jello shots. Look what I got. Smoking some Jello shots.
Jeremy, they are like probably 14, but
you know.
Okay, we'll go with it. Yeah. We'll go with it.
You ever seen Superbad or what's that?
Okay, okay.
What's that one movie that we like that was hilarious we watched last year with the three friends and they're very young, the black kid that breaks
yes,
I can't remember. That was a hilarious movie.
What is that called? Oh, well, you'll come to me.
Where they get the drugs and from the girl's bag.
Mm-hmm.
No, it'll be okay.
Oh, I thought she was the girl that was a mute. Who's the mute?
No, the mute. Girl. I think the black girl's the mute.
Oh.
And then the one we just saw was the one that's a special
Drew.
Pen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the babysitter.
There's a babysitter?
Is she a pirate or is she Freddie Mercury for Halloween?
Because
her jacket's made. Why not both?
The babysitter was the one. Remember, she said, I spent all my babysitting money.
The
Freddie Mercury one that.
A babysitter of the group. Oh. I'm like, they all look the same age.
Sorry. Wrong context. Don't drag the bag and get a hole in it.
Well, this is the nuisance.
Oh, is this a little... Okay.
The quote-unquote bully who's all of 3 foot eight.
Elm Street.
Oh, that's a nice...
Now, I don't know if he's done enough bad stuff to automatically get it, but, I mean... Okay, never mind. He can get it. Yeah, he's a dick.
He's a nuisance. Yeah, he's just...
Oh, please take one.
Don't...
Somebody, I mean, if I ever do a sign like that, by the way, it's going to say, I assure you, or, you're being watched.
I honestly, I hate people that do this. Because what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm turning my head again.
Well, this kid's a douchebag.
He is.
And he's all of eight.
Oh my God, look, he's going to. Wow, well played, kid.
Why not just leave your bag and take
just
the
pumpkin? Yeah. Look at the damn kid.
I'm going to go on and say that's the most expensive shot in the whole film, considering all those name brands that were on that.
By the way, his bag is no bigger.
No, and plus he missed half of it.
Yeah.
I think he left with less candy than he had before.
Now he just dropped it. Candy's not really what this kid cares about other than carnage and chaos.
But he's gonna get it now.
Are we going to carve pumpkins this year?
We need to get on it probably sometime this week.
Yeah, we I always wait the week of to carve them so they last longer.
This is true, and it's been a little warm
lately.
I think the night before Halloween.
That's what we did last year.
We're going to set up a sheet on the garage, and I've got a digital projector from work.
Yeah.
I think we're going to watch Monster Squad and then a scary movie in the driveway.
I like it.
As long as the weather's good.
Do you have a projector or whatever?
Yeah.
I probably need to get one of those. That's fun. I like that. Hell
I don't
no.
get you every time.
No. Creepy dude with the big head.
Now that's the monster.
Oh no, he got him.
He's sucking his life out of him.
Yeah, the life
it's
force.
His soul.
Oh,
they turned him into.
Oh, so it's like Ernest Scared Stupid. You know, the Tranchar Troll that turned the kids into little wooden dolls.
Yeah.
Yes, I do watch that movie. Okay,
what was his name? Vern? Jules?
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh God. Oh my God.
Why am I missing out on his name?
I'm losing it. I'm gonna be looking up here in the background.
That guy was a national treasure.
James Varney.
James Varney, and apparently one of the nicest people on the planet.
Yeah, it was a shame to lose him.
Vern was the never seen best friend.
Yeah, and he was Slinky too, or not Slinky. Who was the other one? He was one of the Toy Story characters.
Oh, okay.
Oh, James Varney?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's got a collection.
Yeah.
That's a big collection for someone that was just created by a girl's drawing.
Well, he's been a busy man, Jeremy. Yeah. He gets after it.
That's a freaky face.
Yeah, it does look pretty creepy. I like the makeup on him.
Well, it's scary.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like a mask. It looks legit.
Like part of him.
Yeah.
Well, you remember the scariest person in all of American Horror Story was the clown there for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
That had the big old...
I don't get it. Why are they so...
Yeah. Kaylin was traumatized for years over that guy.
Oh, no.
Speaking of traumatized and scary clowns and whatnot, our 11-year-old and a group of friends, the oldest being 12, did Fright Fest on their own last night.
Nice. Did they have fun?
Yeah, and the zombies did scare them.
Okay.
They said that, and when they told them that they were lost and did not scare them, they doubled down on scaring them.
Oh, no. That's awesome.
Oh, here's drunken guy. Oh, it's his kid. I didn't see that swerve coming.
Oh, with the little girl. See, it would have made more sense if his kid was the little douche, but...
Oh, yeah.
But his...
That's why she's so sweet to her dad.
Which means he now knows
he
that
cleaned it
he
up.
Killed a person and he cleaned it up.
Or that's just error in the movie.
I'm going to call it error.
What do they call that, though?
Continuity?
Yeah, continuity error.
I love catching those types of errors.
So my wife does, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm like, rewind, Jeremy. Let's
speaking
watch
of continuity,
this.
I got something for you when we're done.
Okay.
Talk about.
Well, remember, word of the day.
Continuity.
You say broken continuity, and that'll remind me. I'll show you something.
This guy, down a six pack on the way home.
He's a big dude.
That's a big boy.
That's like if they ever did a documentary on Hacksaw Jim Duggan's life, this guy would play it.
Jim Duggan.
But this guy's not an American hero. Oh.
No. Well, I see what you did there.
This is so unfair. What'd you say, girl?
So, to bring the podcast down in a sad way, this guy and his drinking habit, like literally the entirety of my life that I traveled anywhere with my dad, he could not go anywhere without buying a 12-pack of beer and drinking. All the time. Oh, he locks her in. He's
he
got
locked her in her bedroom.
That's just to save her virginity from the outside world.
Whoa. Yeah, she wanted to go out with
I'll be honest with you, too. A creative and crafty kid could get away from that little chain lock on there. I think they could.
She's got to have a window in her room.
Yeah, plus she has windows.
What is that, a double wide or single wide? Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, I
just panelized walls like the cheapest.
It looked like a house when they pulled up to it, but maybe I missed that. She's a cute girl, though. I probably wouldn't let her go out on Halloween either. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he's just, that's her safety.
I mean,
he's looking out for her. Her drawings are good.
Yeah, but not when they're coming to life and.
Killer cat.
Now, unless
killer scarecrow.
Unless they're just killing all the little shithead kids, then maybe that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, really, you're not a bad guy at
this
point.
So are we going to assume that this thing is going to kill her dad then?
He's working up to it.
Really fast. He has murdered someone recently.
This is true.
I mean, that is the most watered-down bottle of Jack Daniels.
It actually looks like piss.
Yeah.
It might be, Missy.
That looks like he took the drinks of Jack Daniels and spit it back in there.
Can you tell the movie they're watching? I don't know.
I didn't see
it. Like doing that sometimes when they're, when they do that.
Well, and there's so many movies that have put Night of the Living Dead as the black and white movie they're watching.
This is true.
Considering that's a masterpiece.
Dude, Rage Monster.
It's Halloween, apparently.
What the hell did he get so pissed off for?
I'd be honest with you. This is the one plot time I'm going to play devil advocate for this guy. He's going through shit. He just murdered a man.
Well, this is true. He's feeling bad about it.
And he had to clean his truck off after.
That took at least two or three rags. Oh, he just hates Halloween.
He just hates everything.
Yeah, that guy hates lice.
I like that.
And lice, apparently. He's got a lot of hair. I don't know.
Well, and I think he knows she loves it, so.
He hates that he has to take care of his kid because clearly there's not a mom around. Or
I'm
going
to fall back to what I said earlier. I think she just leaves Halloween decorations up in her room year-round. Judging by her art.
Then this is true.
We should be her best friend.
I'm down. See, now she's going to draw some, and it's going to go whoop his ass.
I think I'm going to get me a beer.
Beer it up?
Will you get me one?
Uh-oh. Got magical pen going. Is her eyes closed?
I think she's like...
Look.
Very... Now they're closed, yeah.
Okay, but they're just upset.
I think that's called crying, too.
Is that that new age thing?
That mad because her dad's a murderous douchebag?
Dude.
Well, no, she doesn't know. She doesn't know he killed somebody.
Missy was about to yell at me for not getting her a beer, but she did not check right beside her.
See, he's on it. Well, for crying, she literally likes... Oh, okay.
I guess, oh.
Did you see that?
Julia Roberts just flew off her face.
Hey,
I don't think this is Hug. Well, maybe it is. Never mind.
Well, now fairies are pretty brutal. Yeah,
I've seen True Blood. I know what fairies do.
Well, they like
do.
To screw with you. And I also saw, what was that movie with Will Smith and the old fairies trying to kill in the beginning of the
movie? Bright.
Bright. I thought that was a pretty cool movie.
Not a bad movie.
I thought it was pretty good.
I mean, in the history of Netflix, it's pretty big because it's the first one that really Netflix started their first original movie.
I didn't know that.
And now they're getting Oscar nods and all that stuff. So
yeah, and there's some other bad publicity coming their way too as a recent. But we'll hold off on that for a minute.
Oh, with the whole Dave Chappelle.
Yes,
we talked about it on the last episode.
Oh, okay. I finally just read up on it yesterday.
All the people bitching about it need to watch the entire special first before they bitch, and then if you don't like it, go work somewhere else.
You know, half of those people have not even watched it. They're commenting. Well,
I'm a firm believer that the majority of the people that are complaining about what he said against the LGBTQ community are not LGBTQ.
Oh, absolutely.
It's woke white people. That's who constantly.
It's always white people.
Oh, yeah.
We are the problem.
So the fairy didn't do it, so she created a...
Yeah.
I don't know what
he's going to dig. He's going to eat through
the
door.
What's the name of the movie back in the... Was it the Puppet Masters?
Critters.
Critters.
Puppet Master was a great series movie from Full Moon Madness. That was the production. They made like a shit ton of those movies. I loved them.
I saw most of them.
With Pinhead was his name.
Okay.
The little head.
Yeah.
Blades was the skeleton.
Yes. Oh.
They did a new one of that in the last couple years, was the origin of them, and it's pretty good.
I may have to look for that.
Oh, he knows about her power.
That's why he locks her in there.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Dropkick the demon. Oh, wow. Her mom was just like her.
This must be stepdad or maybe neighbor who abducted her.
Wasn't there another one called like Demonic Toys or something like that?
Anyways, I'm sure there was.
I mean, name it. It's probably been done. Oh.
I think you're thinking of.
She's going to bring Child's her mom
Play.
To life.
Oh. But I mean,
it's a famous one called Child's Play, you're thinking.
Now, I know Child's Play. I haven't watched it yet.
She can draw fast, by the way.
Have you watched the series yet on Sci-Fi?
No. Is it any good?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sci-Fi is remaking everything.
Day of the Dead?
You just missed it. He crushed the fairy.
And she had fluorescent blood.
Oh. Now what?
Luminous blood.
Oh, she's coming out. Oh, shit.
Oh, why is her mom the devil, though?
It's just the way she drew her this.
And I think the way they come back is not in a good way.
If you could throw in black contacts and make do the black makeup around you and stuff, that'd be the coolest Halloween costume.
My eyes are pretty dark. Ooh, yeah, I could probably
just
do
like
that.
Your heart.
Wow, you married me. How dark is your heart?
Clearly, I'm trapped in my own horror story.
Just kidding. Oh, she's a banshee.
Surprisingly white teeth.
I was
going to
say,
Oh, she's sucking the blood out of him.
So the special effects on here, not the greatest.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
I mean, better than I could do.
Better than I could do, that's for sure.
What are you talking about? You won a St. Louis Filmmakers Association prize for special
effects.
This is true.
But
pretty much makes you the best in St. Louis.
Yeah, I know, right? St. Louis is not exactly known for their filmmakers. I don't think, at least.
I don't know if we have any famous
Oh,
now that looks good.
That looked all right.
I don't know if we have any famous filmmakers from St. Louis. We have famous
actors. True that. What? Kira Hayworth still come out and meet us at Elm. Okay.
Yeah, she goes, I just murdered.
Full candy bars.
She said,
that is the highlight of every trick-or-treat night. Go to 12 Elm Street. They have full candy bars.
I don't
bars.
Think I've ever gotten a full candy. In my years of getting candy.
Oh, never. Kids have.
Yeah, we lived in Overland. There was the one creepy house. A big house. Giant. Or just
it
a,
had lions at their,
in the middle.
I like it.
We would walk up to it, and they not only would they get a full candy bar, they'd get a dollar.
Yeah.
You get money and a candy bar. That's a $3 haul at this point.
That's really good.
Someone, I don't know if it's true, someone, I think it was Dr. Albin, our old dentist.
Mm-hmm.
I think he told me that that was one of the original retired recruiters for the St. Louis Cardinals, or Scouts.
Because you're going to say that one of their original houses.
He had plenty of money to deal.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
The fingers are cool in this little.
Why are his fingers so long?
Oh, that was the opening?
What?
Jeez, oh, crime.
It was just the opening.
I think I just now realized that had not come up yet.
That was a cold opening to the movie. Now we're back at the radio station.
The longest opening ever.
Wait a minute. This guy is Chili Billy, and that is Billy from. I don't think that's Billy.
Well,
is that Billy?
That is.
You have to look
I don't
it
have
up.
My phone.
I'm gonna, look him up.
Look at that dimple in his chin. That is him.
I think that is him.
Yeah.
I'm going to look him up. Then.
Now, when I saw the trailer for this, it said featuring, and it had two names.
Okay.
He would be the big name,
oh,
I guess.
Absolutely. I'm trying
Ooh,
to find
black
the other
icing.
Ooh. Is that licorice tasting? Oh, you
here
little.
We go.
Did you
think that's a little backwards? Shouldn't you put that in there before you bake them?
Well, it'll sink, and you won't.
I guess.
Oh, my.
What's he doing?
Oh, this dude's devious.
Our kids are not trick-or-treating
this
year.
Maybe they're not going out this year.
Luckily, ours are old enough to wear trick-or-treaters. No.
What a douche.
Come on. Now, this is, again.
It's an old.
What satisfaction are you getting from this when you can't see the people be harmed
from
it?
I think it's just the thought of it in his mind that
also,
it's going to.
Pick the biggest razors in the world.
Yeah, those were really big. I mean.
Trick-or-treat.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
Who are you?
I don't know who this guy is, and I don't want to disrespect him, but it really should have been Ron Howard's brother playing this part.
Uh-oh. I dropped it.
What is Ron Howard's brother's name?
Mike.
I don't believe Mike Howard is it.
Steven.
It's a fine name.
It's something Howard.
Well, of course
Edward.
They are.
I think I could have played this role. I think I could have... Hello, little child. Don't eat it.
So the rule is you never take anything handmade. You remember how people used to love
Well, especially
out?
From an asshole like dressed in a Halloween shirt.
People
like
used
that.
To love giving out candied apples, and they don't do that anymore.
The flaw in this man's plan is he put the razors flat, so when you bite into it, you're going to feel it. You won't even be able to eat it.
That's true.
And he also went with the biggest razors in the world, so your plan could be thwarted as soon as you feel metal in your mouth.
Well, maybe it was more like time, you know, like how much time does it take me to get these in there?
Oh, so this thing, you're right, this thing is going around and going to kill.
It's the jerks that he's getting.
Bad guys.
He stepped on the bar, and now he's going for this douche.
I could see why this one is not rated as well as Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat
is shot well, the special effects are well, and the stories are fucking great.
I see what they're trying to do, but... Yeah.
I even saw a review or some list recently of the Most iconic scary movie figures, and that little pumpkin head guy for whatever.
Spirit Shop. He's all in there this year. I don't know why. Big. He's just in there now.
And he's cool looking.
He is cool looking. Little sack boy looking thing. This is
a deadly Jack in the Box.
Shoot razors at him? What do you think? You want to call it? Oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah, I was hoping. And, like, his neck gets a slice.
Hey, guy.
Peekaboo.
Oh, you're so cute.
You're kind of old
retreat,
aren't you?
Just you wait. Oh, what was it?
Acid?
Ben.
Well, his eyes should have been protected. He's wearing glasses. Yeah.
I saw a story from week from the UK where a guy, his ex was getting married.
Okay.
And he, out of a blind jealous rage, the guy dressed up as a black woman with a fat suit and got a sulfuric acid and knocked on the door. And when she answered, he threw it in her face.
Come on.
He got 15 years in prison. She is permanently blind in one eye. And
yeah, how in the hell do you work that out?
She's disfigured for life.
And he gets
15.
And he'll probably be out in 5.
Yeah.
I don't know how the UK works, you know?
Dude, even sometimes over here in the US, it's not so bueno.
And he said, he told the judge, he didn't apologize. He said it was,
Not remorseful?
He said, he was remorseful, but he didn't make excuses. He just said, I just got caught in a blind rage, a jealous rage. But
that's
also,
I'm sorry.
It was the most premeditated.
Yeah, you know? Totally. I mean, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah,
dressed
you can't
up
just
for
go
it.
Buy acid at a Target.
Now, his face isn't all jacked up, but his eyes kind of did a weird blink, and then...
he's going to kill himself.
Oh, it's like controlling him?
That guy's nails were gross.
Yeah, he needs to get that a little manicure or something.
Yeah, what happened to
him? Oh, he's
going to
make him eat it.
Eat it. Eat them. They're good for you.
Yeah.
What does fake blood taste like? Like movie blood?
Well, if you get... there's different ones. I have a zesty mint, actually, for some of my actors. Oh.
Because back in the day, it was gross, right?
Ooh.
I always thought it was gross.
Yeah, I don't think it was great.
Locals say that Grimsley was never heard from again. Some say that he moved away, but...
So these guys are telling these stories then?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Reminder, however, to check those chocolates. Because you never know what tricks are in your treats.
Thank you.
Did you ever, when you were a kid, did your parents ever check your candy?
No.
Not either. And
never.
I didn't want them to because I was like, really? I don't want you fingering my fucking candy before I eat it. And I know my mom. She wasn't dirty, but.
No.
But you start touching my candy, it's no longer edible.
Yeah, they never asked. But I'll tell you, I would, if it was like fresh, like a cupcake, mm-hmm. I wouldn't let them eat it.
When my parents, the one time my parents checked it, they just made sure that like the packaging wasn't ripped or torn.
Now that's fair. I like that.
They didn't like
mush
it all
too.
Together.
You don't know if they're giving away last year's candy. I mean.
Yeah.
Some people are just like that.
Oh, Louis back down.
What up, boys?
By the way, that is Zach Gilligan.
That is him?
Yeah, Gilligan.
My phone wasn't
And the other guy, Derek Russo, the DJ, he has been in Loki, Jumanji.
Really?
Mule, Cobra Kai. He's been in so many things.
Haven't seen him. I don't recognize him.
Oh, Creepshow, the new one?
I need to watch that.
We watch it. This newest season's kind of been a letdown, but
okay.
The first season was good. The new season, because they also release it on AMC's app,
okay. It's
almost like they downplayed the adultness of it a little bit.
Get more viewers, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're streaming it to a wider audience than just the Shudder audience.
Yeah, I see what you're saying now.
We still love Shudder. We keep it year-round.
I need
year-round.
To probably just pick it up. My buddy was telling me, dude, you just need to get it. And it was on sale back in mid-summer. I should have bought it.
Yeah.
What's up, ladies?
We thought about we may pay the before the season's up. We may pay the $4.99 for Paramount Plus.
Oh, are you gonna do
because
it?
Because Halloween Kills is streaming for it on it right now.
Isn't it on Peacock too?
Oh no, that's it. Peacock. That's what I'm talking about. Peacock.
I'll tell you a funny story about that when we're done here.
Have you watched Halloween Kills
yet? Not yet.
They say it's the goriest Halloween film so far.
Ooh. Which is crazy because there was 5% blood in the first one.
Yeah, they
that's
almost,
true.
They're
I don't
trying
even know.
To make
I'm just...
no blood. Is what they said.
They were trying to make it the least gory horror film.
Jenkins now wants to be on the podcast. Now we got a bunch of bikers at a party.
Yeah, we're at a whole other situation here.
Oh, and he's giving out drugs. That's a good Halloween decoration, by the way. Take your fish tank and put a skeleton in it.
Yeah.
It's pretty solid.
Just toss it in there. Hey guys. Halloween is the best time for females just to get their total, like, freak and whatever, skinny little
What is that? What were we watching? So there's a movie where it says Halloween's an excuse for every girl to dress like a slut and get away with it.
Oh, yeah, totally get away with it.
I feel like it's like a Mean Girls quote, but it's not from
Mean Girls. And I'm not even trying to, you know, be male or this or that. It's just true. I mean, they love it.
Oh, that guy's like a poor man's Silent Bob.
What is wrong with that guy's nose?
I think that's normal.
It's wider than it is, like, outward.
He's like Jackie Earl Haley, but uglier. Who played Freddy Krueger?
Oh, okay.
Also, he was Kelly.
The second.
From Bad News Bears.
Watch it, jerk.
And the weird dude in the crowd in Semi-Pro.
Is this guy's real face?
I don't know, but it's kind of weird.
He has bulging eye syndrome. Never seen that? That's that scary as shit ever. Apparently, that's a thing now because the commercials are all over TV.
Okay.
And which prompted me to look up what bulging eye syndrome really looks like. Yeah, it's kind of spooky. It's like gluten. It just attacked people out of nowhere. I didn't know that was real, bulging eye syndrome.
I didn't think so either.
He's just giving drugs out like favors.
Well, first he knocked into him, and he's like, hey.
By the way, I'm going to go sexist male joke here. Oh, that scene alone, I can tell you the girl on the right has a swallowing problem. So she's not going to do well. She had to massage her neck in order to get the little pill down? Not going to be a favorite at the party.
Sorry, ladies.
Yeah, I apologize. But she is dressed like a whore.
This is true. And she's acting like a total...
I think that's her character in the movie is a whore.
Is that credited?
Yeah. Slut one.
Slut one.
Yeah. Slut with a swallowing problem.
Oh, he's...
Do you know what the credit for the German guy in Monster Squad is given?
No.
They never give him a name through the whole movie, and the entire credit, he's just called Scary German Guy. Not the Scary German Guy, but Scary German Guy, because that's the way the kids know him.
Well, I mean, it's good to be known, I guess.
But he's one of the heroes of the film, so I don't feel bad about
it. True. You know, I've actually never saw that.
Oh my god!
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. I'm gonna edit
Jeremy,
all Monster Squad.
There are some movies that have slipped through the years. I need to catch up. I do need to.
When asked the difference between Goonies and the Monster Squad, one of the main cast members for Monster Squad said, "Well, the Goonies was good. They saved their town, but we saved the whole fucking world." Mic drop.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's true. I said, "Play with me." I don't think he wants to play.
That's naughty.
That's not
the guy acted like he didn't even see that.
This is
thing.
The most sexually suggestive.
Now, now of course, you know, go to the local mart.
Are they workers though, or actually dressed up? It's hard to tell.
Well, they're texting. I don't know. Escorts, maybe.
I think that's what she meant by working.
Well, I was gonna go. Well, there's escorts, and then there's just straight up. I'm working the corner tonight.
What's good, baby?
What's good, baby?
He looks like he had a face.
Nicki Minaj is in this. Look at that.
He looks like he had a face transplant.
See, she gets around.
That did look like Nicki Minaj in the face. Or not, Cardi B in the face. That's Cardi B. It looked like Cardi B in the face. That was thick Cardi B. That's what her credit will be.
Oh, he got himself a 40. Okay. Hey, baby.
See, she's working.
She is working.
Bye. She's got one of those new... paper masks that are making the rounds all over the interwebs and stuff.
Oh, right? Yeah. Is that Tenley from Squid Games, or is that, like, style, or not really?
I think it is a coincidence. And I dated a girl that looked like that girl, sort of. That's a true story.
See, I don't know whether to be jealous or just, like...
I wish I could say I dated a guy that looked like that, but hell yeah, no. But no.
If you did say that, I just got to tell you, I win this round. Because that is an ugly dude.
It's weird when your lips stick out farther than your nose does.
Well...
And you haven't had Upper East Coast plastic surgery or collagen.
I love how in that place, the public bathroom sign was bigger than any other place that would actually call out that as a Mexican restaurant.
Look at that big penis on the wall.
That is a big penis drawn on the wall.
You look like shit.
Yep, agree.
At least he's honest in the self-reflection.
You called it, brother. Oh, look at that. That's a good paint job right there.
Oh, that floor looks wet. Is there anything grosser than having a wet floor in a public restroom?
I go outside to pee. I'm just saying.
Might as well just pee on the floor.
It almost makes
you...
How's the shitter dry, but the rest of it was wet?
I don't know. And I really don't need to see him taking a dump.
Good luck. Oh, that's weird.
How are you going to wipe your ass now?
So the toilet paper had a blood stain on it, which made the toilet paper very reminiscent of a tampon.
Glory hole.
Oh.
For a good time, text Pedro?
Yeah, 1-800-PEDRO.
That's a lot different than Pedro for president. Oh my God, is he texting?
I'm always looking for a good time. 1-800. Oh, he did it. Don't do it.
Pedro texted back.
Pedro offers you his services.
Oh, that's creepy. He just got a text back of his him the, his feet.
Oh, hell to the no. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you take a picture of me?
The vagina, or virgin bitches, it
Can
says
you see
over
that
there.
He's bleeding?
Yeah, dude. No, he's not all right. He's got...
He probably had his tongue cut out.
I did left that stall with no wipe also.
Oh!
That's a... The tongue. That tongue was huge. Who's that?
Who's this guy? Oh, you're gonna... Oh, my God. Not such a badass anymore.
This is actually the spookiest of them so far.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're screwed, dude. These boots.
But it is.
Ew. Oh.
We've never had this beer we're drinking right now. This is Logboat Space Junk, and it might be my favorite Logboat beer.
Huh.
Logboat from Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, you remember those little carvings on the wall that the number, like...
Yeah.
I wonder if
like accounting.
How many, is that many people this guy's killed in here?
In the glory hole?
He threw him 2 broken dollar bills.
Huh. Maybe he just wants some ecstasy or something.
And the floor is dry now, you guys. All of it.
It is quite dry. I'd just be like, are you Pedro?
You don't look like a Pedro.
You don't look like Pedro. Nope.
Oh my.
What did I miss?
Dude, the butthole on the wall with the... It says insert here.
Ooh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Put your foot out there. You got a shoe on.
I missed it. Did he nail his hand?
Yeah. Something hit it, yeah.
Oh.
I think this mask is hiding another devil's face.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a... You didn't lick anything. Your tongue didn't come out. It looks like there's a peephole in the
dude,
door.
Dude, get your...
No.
Oh, well, you deserve that. No way. Oh.
He dead.
He might survive.
He might be all right.
He just can't move half of his body.
Dude, you're not...
He smelt it that time.
Oh, he's smelling it.
Oh, that was right in the ear.
Oh, that's gnarly. He's definitely going to have some problems. A little therapy. He'll get through it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to see his actual face. Let's see his actual face.
Yeah.
This guy's or the scary guy?
No, we see this guy.
This
we
guy already is a monster.
Oh,
he's
going for a drink.
Oh, death by swirling.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Oh, he's totally...
Much more violent
than I
expected.
He's Casino Royale in this dude. Yeah.
I heart murder.
Oh.
There you go.
Called it. Huh. Right, well, Pedro, you're kind of a jerk. I mean...
Huh.
Now, I'm sorry. Are these guys in the same place, or are they...
Yeah, one's producer, the other's the
okay.
on-air.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay. What up, girl?
Oh, this story's not technically done.
No, we're still here. Huh.
What did I gotta say? You're creepy, but what?
You're boring.
Your point is... F, Matt, are you effing serious?
Yeah, like something about... like.
WTF.
Me.
When you say, Matt, are you fucking serious, and you put WTF, you've already used it. Fuck, you can do it again. Say it again.
Someone's asking to take her shift. His shift?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy made it to the party.
Well, she doesn't seem like she's a bad person. Why is he going to come after her?
Maybe because she's not taking the shift?
She did take drugs earlier, I think. So,
drugs,
she's not
sex.
Covering someone's shift makes her a bad person in your world.
You were getting high when you could have been covering for Kyle.
Ooh.
Don't leave.
Party
just started. Clearly. I gotta go. I'm sorry I'm not going to show up.
That's true.
Hey, don't feel like that. There are loads of other dudes here to hook up with.
And other dudes here that have
loads.
Play on words.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
You be safe.
That's thinking on your feet right there. That's why I have a podcast.
Well, she should be. If that's the same girl, she should be slut one, because she's like, there's totally so many dudes to hook up with. I mean, that's your number one priority, huh? Okay.
Yeah, that means. She works. So her doctor outfit is like her real day to day outfit. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh.
Wait a minute. This is not a morgue.
That's why I thought it was a morgue, but clearly it's not. What the hell is this place? Maybe it's a vet morgue.
But they keep little dead
morgue, for all the vet murder or the animal murders.
If that's my vet, then I will be seeing her quite often.
Oh, she's tatted up.
Yeah. You make up just all sorts of things.
Honey, the turtle is looking peaked. I mean, look at him. He looks like he's going to barf.
Yeah.
He's green in the face.
Oh, so she's
wait, she's a mortician?
I don't know what she is.
Well, who's this?
Wait a minute. So you're in a room. If you are a mortician and this is your the examination room or whatever they call it, there's a rusted out refrigerator, there's a dead body on the slab, and there's a microwave.
Vodka. Oh, is that Sky?
Oh, that is a Kyle's great. And Patron and vodka.
Tequila.
In there.
All right. I need to make a potty break.
At least they got the colors right. You want me to pause or you want me to let her roll?
Just keep on going.
We just go. Now she got a bloody mouth from the vodka. Jenkins is coming with you, Mom.
Maybe there are razor blades in that vodka.
At least the vodka looked more on color than the Jack Daniels did earlier.
Oh, that Jack.
Creepy. I gotta tell you, the first couple stories were just so-so. That last one was pretty good, the bathroom story.
It was. The beginning was a little, I'm just like, okay, let's...
Yeah, now she's dancing.
Yeah, she's having too much fun
here. She was wearing underwear. You could tell.
Wait, she got that.
Be funny if she tickled his feet to see if he was still alive. The scientific method. Oh. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
What was that movie with Emile Hirsch and the old guy, Brian Cox, who did the Autopsy of Jane Doe? You ever see it?
Oh, that's a great movie.
I love that one.
Movie.
The little bell on
just nice and spooky.
It was.
Nice and spooky. Yeah
check that out, guys.
She has like a smorgasbord of drugs. Yeah, you ever seen the movie The Last Christmas or with Seth Rogen? It's got, who's it?
Oh,
Seth Rogen.
I know what you're talking about. Have not watched it, though.
That's a good Christmas movie. Seth Rogen's wife in the movie goes, I got you something for tonight. And he goes, what is it? She goes, it's all the drugs. And it's like a box full of every drug. He goes, how did you find this? She goes, you can do anything on Craigslist.
I love it.
That's one of the funniest. On cue, James Franco is the dead guy.
Oh, that's the dude he ran over, right?
Oh, it is the dude he ran over. Good call.
I mean, I think his face might be a little... So look, the dude under the thing, it's the guy that got ran over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Except he looks like he didn't really get hit.
Doesn't look like he got ran over.
Not really. Budget cuts, you know?
Well, they couldn't afford to keep the blood on the truck for two scenes, so...
Why are they going to put it on him for one?
They could have at least thrown some ketchup on him.
She's the worst mortician ever.
I'm not gonna lie to you. This is the worst kept morgue. I don't know if the
right.
I don't know if there's an oversight committee that goes in and looks at the quality of the cleanliness of your morgue, but this one is not it.
I mean, the lowest of the low.
This is they're not determining in anyone cause of death. Wait, was it rust? Oh no, that came from our fridge.
I can't tell.
I don't think the FDA is coming in here to rate this.
Somebody's got to. There's got to be someone.
I'm just saying, I think I know how this girl got hired. I'm not sure, but I'm leaning towards a certain one.
She's talking to the dead guy. She just took some ecstasy.
Yes.
And I think she's going to have to try to have sex with his dead body, because she did look at his junk and say,
yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah, she did. And she also downed about a fourth of that vodka.
I'm not.
She took the ecstasy once she got down here?
Just a second ago. Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying. I know her tattoos are real, but they look like those sleeves you can put on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But they are real. I think they are real.
They do look like
she is going to have sex with this corpse.
I mean, I'm not totally against it at the moment.
Talking about having a stiffy.
Is it called?
Necrophilia?
I was going to say necromancy.
Yeah, that's kind of jacked up.
That's raising the dead.
That's raising them up.
Her version of raising the dead is called necrophilia.
Okay. I mean, the scene would probably get a lot more interesting if she did. I'm sorry.
I even threw another one on there and talking about she's about to get a stiffy. I got the necrophilia jokes down.
Dude, this girl is freaky.
That ecstasy will make you do some weird shit,
that's
man.
That's true.
What?
Dude.
I used to think ecstasy make you know, I've seen movies where people dry hump their best friend on a dance floor. Well, I thought that was the worst, most embarrassing thing you can do in ecstasy. Turns out it's fuck a corpse.
And remember Euro Trip with the absinthe?
The brother and the sister. You're the worst twins ever.
Yeah.
That's an underrated movie.
Oh, I love that one. Damn, girl.
He's not as stiff as I expected.
Yeah.
Well, he's loosening up.
Yeah.
She's going.
How is he not breathing this whole time, by the way?
What?
Here we go.
Damn, girl.
That's a waste of your vodka, though, to be honest with you. I know.
This dude needs to totally wake up.
Maybe she's about to find the secret formula. Maybe Russians have known for a long time that vodka raises
vodka
the dead.
Vodka raises the dead.
If he was to wrap his arms around her, she would shit her. I'm not going to lie to you, though. If you are a person in this town and you know this is going on, fake your death.
Dude, I mean, I sneak immediately. In there and get I know. Towards the end, I'll be like, just messing, so. Damn, this is like
so. Is she actually doing anything?
She is.
I mean,
dry humping.
Well, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. The last story was my favorite. This movie took a turn.
Oh,
this
one, I bet.
I'm not saying my favorite, but it took a turn.
I'm sorry. This is maybe a little awkward scene between all of us, but this is some kinky ass shit. I mean, I'm just saying.
Was this guy's hardest role ever as an actor?
I mean, her acting just got like a thousand times better than
about
last.
Him. Is his acting? It's the hardest role he's ever played.
I mean,
there he he looked like a bearded Jason Lee in that scene just there.
I mean, if we go by horror movie rules, and she's having sex.
Oh, she's
going
get it.
To die.
Oh, she's got
to
die. Yeah, I don't think he. Oh, well, there we go.
Oh, yeah. What? So the undead is off limits, but the dead is okay.
Maybe it's like demonic. Maybe it's like
you're hallucinating, woman.
Is it?
That's what she thinks.
Well, it would make sense.
Oh no!
It's time to go.
You talk about ruining a girl's reputation.
Yeah.
No. Once it gets out that she fucked a dead person, she'll never get a date again. Or I bet she would, though.
Well, she might.
I bet there'd be a whole slew of creepers.
Once you know that's on the table.
Well, the primary guy to date her just got murdered in a bathroom. So.
Yeah, is that the guy she was waiting for, wasn't it?
I don't know. It looked like a different guy on the table.
Well, she said. Oh, wait. Now what's happening?
It's demon jizz that's got her possessed.
Oh, stop.
Didn't know what that looked like?
Oh, no. Guys, this has went to a whole nother level right here.
Like, this is the scene where you should be tripping balls to watch this.
I'm not a guy that's done a lot of drugs in his life. No. Nor do I want to, but
can't
I gotta tell
to
you, this has to be the best ecstasy anyone's ever taken in their life.
It's about as jacked up as it probably would feel.
Whoever wrote this portion was.
She took ecstasy and it turned into a suppository from Trainspotting. Look at it.
Yeah. Now, is he trying to eat her or just trying to, like, get in on these benefits? I'm just trying to understand, but.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. We're about to see a dead guy orgy. Oh, the thing's back.
Oh, what is that?
That's that guy's arms. The clown guy.
Oh, the original thing, yeah.
Oh, you're screwed, girl.
Literally, she's about to get screwed. It's a dead guy orgy.
It's a gang bang.
And then there's the one guy that shows up and ruins everything.
See, dude, why you got to make it weird?
Yeah, really.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, no, she's not even. They're eating her.
See, this is just payback.
And they're not doing anything to her. They're just holding her in a scary way.
Let's just say I don't think she's going to make it.
Oh, he's not got up.
Oh.
Oh, she's locked in there.
She's going to freeze to death, too.
Yep.
Oh, man. What a dick. Oh.
That dude literally got paid to fucking sit on screen.
That's what I said.
I don't think he said one word.
Not just pun intended, but it was his hardest role ever. I mean, that.
Smoke a cigarette and just.
No, this guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, this dude's chilling, but the other guy's just like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
I bet he was the heftiest salary in the movie, too.
I thought I almost said something.
Before we do any of that, we got to pay these bills.
Oh.
I think you did talk earlier.
See, that annoys me. There's no need for a character on screen if they're not even going to try and even say anything.
Yeah, I think he did talk earlier.
Oh, did he talk earlier?
Hey, happy Halloween. Hey, Bill, we got a caller on the line that wants
finally
to know
Jesus
what your biggest fear is.
Mm.
My biggest fear?
That's a good question.
Bad neck tattoos?
People with small, flat faces?
I gotta tell you,
bug eyes.
When someone asks you your biggest fear and you say the dark, that's a
that's just.
We watched a movie this week called Halloween Party, where a girl's biggest fear was vagina spiders, and.
That a thing?
No, but it was something.
I don't know why you looked at me. I mean, I know I'm the only vagina in their room.
Well, now listen, somebody, we got to get content from everybody here.
You're the only person equipped to answer that question.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I looked at him, that might be a little weird. You know, like, what do you think, Jay?
There are no spiders here.
Well, what it was is it was a story that her sister had told her about a spider. Like, don't go to sleep in the woods because a spider will crawl inside you. So we were. Our oldest daughter came down and sat down and said, what is this movie? And we were talking, and they're like, it's about their biggest fears, and that girl's is vagina spiders, and the panicked look on her face. Like, I'm 16, and now I got to deal with this shit?
She may never go camping again, that's for sure.
I got to go camping to begin with.
Oh, well, there you go.
So now you're going to tell me what Len likes. I will have them. Along with me. The pumpkins!
Oh.
Okay, I hate to cut this short bit.
But I got.
I'm working on my Dracula over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is this Fabio with the Dracula?
Everybody in this looks like a pro wrestler of some sort.
Yeah.
Or former pro wrestler.
Former pro wrestler, yeah.
Wow.
Doesn't that guy have a slightly reminiscent of Oscar Isaac?
I was trying to think, like, discount Oscar Isaac, and there's another guy I was thinking of, but I can't think of his name
Is he Silent Bob?
That's his Halloween costumes, a bad Silent Bob. Wrong color trench coat, no long hair, and your beard sucks.
And I don't think Silent Bob would ever get a girl even half this hot, but either way, maybe.
Although in real life, you know.
Is he?
Kevin Smith pulled a hot chick.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, good for him. Was that before or after he screwed up He-Man?
No, they've been together for a long time.
So before.
I think, I didn't hate He-Man that much.
The new one? Where they killed him off and everything? Oops, spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, but also, Kevin Smith himself came out and commented about that. He said, do you think a multi-million-dollar company like Hasbro would allow me to kill their main character?
Well, I mean, I assume he's coming back, but it's like, it's
it comes
a little...
back soon.
Oh, soon.
Yeah, it's in a couple weeks, the next second part. Wow. The whole point was to set up Skeletor getting the power.
Okay. So it's getting the full understanding.
Yeah.
What is this, 7 minutes in heaven?
Yeah.
I think it was.
With 30-year-olds? Come on.
Well, but they didn't even do anything.
Well, they had a conversation about their relationship. Oh, his hat says Make America Great Again. He's getting killed.
This girl's got to get it.
What's Nani from The Challenge doing in this movie?
It is Nani from The Challenge. That's a deep cut to certain sect of our fans that do listen to the show, like Phil Rearad. He'll know that joke.
Slow motion, dancing scene. Oh, and fast motion. It's like both.
That girl has the most teeth of any actress in this movie.
Oh, Panda. As long as they got Panda. Well. I don't really like her outfit, though. It's kind of... Is that like a fanny pack she has on? Oh, no. It's a sash. Okay.
I think she's just a frumpy Cleopatra.
I mean...
Hey.
Well, I mean, just, you know, it's not what you see in a movie, typically.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I bet her kid is the asshole kid.
Oh, no.
I think so.
Because they're all intertwined, right?
Yeah.
Is this like Crash, only Halloween, discount Halloween?
Or like Trick or Treat.
Oh, Trick or Treat, okay.
Is he an Uber driver?
Just a few spares in the back.
I think he is. Also...
We thought he was like getting ready for a party or something.
I know.
Yeah, he just said, what's your address?
Well, he said, is that the right
address? Oh, right address. Yeah. Apologies, yeah.
Oh, that's an expensive...
That is. That's a high drone shot.
That's an expensive high drone shot.
I've been trying to get more into the drone.
Look at her house.
Whoa.
I didn't see that coming. Oh, it does make sense that asshole Jimmy would live in that house.
True that.
I'll be honest with you. If you're going to kill her kid and turn him into a little wooden doll, you might as well do mom, too.
I like the wooden doll.
That way she doesn't suffer, you know?
That's true.
They'd be together. Tell you what, she looked like Missy, and you can help me out here. She looked like walking up. She was on the verge of losing it in those high heels.
Yeah.
One foot would bowed in every once in a while.
I don't know how to walk in heels either, but I don't need to. I'm 6 foot tall.
Is she in the credits as Throw Up Girl?
Yeah.
Paris
Hilton. No, that's Meghan Trainor. She looks like Meghan Trainor. Yeah.
It does look like Meghan Trainor. Skinny Meghan Trainor.
Did she skinny up that much?
I don't think she has.
Okay.
Oh, I think you're confusing Meghan Trainor and Adele.
Adele had to. She lost those a certain amount of fans.
White blonde girls. You can't keep them.
By the way, should have kept that weight. I don't understand the philosophy of we only like someone because she's fat. Adele lost some fans.
I don't ask Lizzo because she ain't losing any weight. She's chilling.
What about Jonah Hill? No. I mean,
Lizzo.
Yeah,
he lost weight and people hated on him for it.
Just for all those people that love Lizzo for her size. Just enjoy the next 3 years while you have her.
Yeah.
She actually does work out. Yeah. She's just a big girl,
that
too.
That heart is pumping over.
It's good to feel good about yourself. And I'm not saying anything about that. Yeah. But I guess it's just how she goes about it.
It's absolutely great to have a good self-confidence and to feel good about yourself. But it's also absolutely great, absolutely necessary that you do recognize the health benefits that come with losing weight.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's...
By the way, pandemic, COVID, you know, it was like something like 75% of people that were hospitalized were obese.
Really?
And since we're an obese country, that's why.
Yeah, that's not helping.
Yeah.
So this dude's in here stealing
They're robbing the place.
Her too, or?
Is this the guy she was in the closet with?
No. These guys are...
Yes, that's the guy she was in the closet
with. Yeah, Silent Bob and Jay.
Right there.
Oh, there he is, yeah. So they knew she wasn't home, they thought.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Oh, so the zombie guy's not here to kill them, it's here to kill them.
Yeah.
I don't know what she threw at him, but she played her cards too early because it did not work.
Oh, is that like the discount Alexa?
Did she say? I think she said Alex.
Oh, was it Alex?
But yeah, so because they couldn't use Alexa.
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
I see what they did there then.
Here's the problem. Say your house is being broken into and you're hiding, and you tell your smart device to call 911. It'll be like, calling 911, and the people will know.
Oh, yeah. So I think there's somebody here.
So I can only assume, because we were talking, that she rejected him in the closet.
Okay, so. So what, he got angry and was like, let's go rob the biatch or whatever?
Probably.
I do literally think that his costume is supposed to be a poor man's Kevin Smith.
I think he's supposed to be like a streaker or a flasher or something.
Maybe.
Well, he just gave her like three straight to the stomach. So.
Well, yeah, she ain't having any more babies. He just broke the womb with those bunt field goals.
You're brutal.
Man. He's brutal. He's the one that did it.
Oh. Oh, nice underwear.
Oh, yeah, you are right. I thought he was a splasher because he just took off the...
Oh, nice.
He just got...
Shiny undies.
By the way, she probably would have broke her foot showing that to his face, but either way.
That's why you go down. Stop
on
it.
She got him with the bridge of her front foot like you would kick a soccer ball.
American History X.
Curb stomp that bitch.
Such a great hiding spot.
Yeah.
Not the old hide under the table.
I gotta tell you, this guy's look really has changed since he's taken the hat and the trench coat off.
I know.
It's almost like it's a different actor all the way around.
I think it's an improvement.
Now he looks like a beach bum surfer dude. Whereas before he looked like trailer park trash.
Yeah.
Hat's back on, trailer park trash in the back. On. I think it should be noted, I did say it earlier, that is in fact a Make America Great Again hat.
Yeah.
Oh, she got the nail gun.
Yeah, I'm like, this is her house. Doesn't she know where she could get a weapon?
Well, let's hope.
Is it plugged in?
Not sure.
Oh, yes. Get the feet.
Oh, yeah.
Get him in the nards.
Oh, yes.
Now shoot his dick.
If she can find it, I don't know.
The problem I have with the nail gun scene is that who leaves their air compressor on just running all day?
This is true. Maybe they had a project going earlier in the day.
Well, we didn't hear it either. Wouldn't we have heard it?
Well, once it stops running,
as air leaks, it'll come back on. But, well, okay. Hey, let me light a cigarette first. Before
priorities.
I'm gonna sit here and call it right now. If you've got to light a cigarette before you go chase down a person to murder, you have a smoking problem.
Where is the other guy?
Everybody knows you smoke after you murder someone.
I mean, at least. And the other guy, good question.
The other guy said you're on your own because she called 911.
Oh, he left.
He's like, I'm a bad dude, but I ain't that bad.
Yeah.
I'm just here to rob things, not rape them.
I don't wear pink tight underwear.
Have you ever stepped on like a pin of any sort?
Not in the foot. Oh, no.
I've stepped on a Lego.
I've stepped on a push pin that was like slightly bent on the end, and that shit hurts to come out. He pulled a whole nails out of his foot.
Yeah.
I don't know how he did it.
I had to think Evil Dead there for a minute, too. The chick who shot all the nails into the dude
on
the ground.
I was, when he pulled the nail out, I actually thought Home Alone was my first one.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, that's where we differ. Oh, this is awesome.
Well,
Axe just happened to be there.
Yes.
I don't know why.
If there is a
just
wood
keep
stump.
Running. This guy's got a severe limp.
He's got a bum foot.
If there's a wood stump, there's always an axe.
Go behind it. Use your leverage, you dumb shit.
Ooh.
Oh, good swing. Not... So you really only have one swing with something that heavy. See,
oh, no. Oh.
Ooh. Oh, he got lucky. She got lucky.
Look, I've been axe throwing. I know how to throw that shit at people now.
Now, that's a big axe, but I mean...
I did better with the Ninja Stars, though.
Damn, he is beating her up. I will say she's doing a good job. I like her acting the best so far, I think.
Uh-oh. Scary sound.
Oh, what the?
What the hell?
You heard that noise.
Yeah, and then suddenly it just...
Something happened.
Did he just accidentally do that? Or
yeah,
did
no,
it...
no, she's pulling him down.
I think he's being controlled to do it.
Okay. Well, you're screwed now.
And maybe she's being controlled to hang on.
Damn, he's really giving her a number.
She's taking an ass whooping.
How did he do that, though? Moments before he died.
Oh.
So it's murdering him. It's cutting him up.
Where does all that
he's
candy
come from? He's a
pinata. Where's he cut the candy coming from?
I don't know.
Because he's a pinata.
Oh, he is a pinata. He looks awfully happy with his work.
So this thing doesn't just want a little toy. It's that kid.
Oh, that's his mom. Okay, okay.
They could never. They never showed the entire hat. They covered it up from the profile, and now with blood.
But
so.
But you're saying it was a Make America Great Again?
Oh, it was completely American. Make America Great Again. That's their way of saying sticking it to Trump. They brutally murdered one of his supporters.
Oh, well.
Who was also a flasher and a rapist.
And are they trying to point something out here? I'm just...
He never grabbed her by her pussy, though.
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
Then there you go.
Bloody One. That's a good discount code.
Now, is that the number one or O-N-E?
Yeah, he's got to define that.
Because now,
for anyone still listening to this, you get a discount on all future episodes by using the promo code Bloody One. We've never charged for an episode, but now you have a discount
code. You do.
But and it is one, the number one.
That's what I should do. I should create a Dead Nightmare code. Like, come watch Dead Nightmare. Instead of paying 50 cents for it, you could pay 45 cents.
Yeah. That's 10% off, dude.
That's legit.
It's savings is savings, you know?
What do you think, Missy?
Yeah.
Is my marketing, on?
There's no
he is a discount Oscar. I'm sorry. The more I look at him, you're totally right.
There's no Walking Dead tonight, so tonight is Missy and I going to watch a scary movie tonight.
Okay.
You have one to suggest?
I just watched Don't Breathe 2 last night with the fam.
Oh, I love the first one.
Yeah.
That's the blind guy?
Okay, yeah.
How much does it cost to rent right now?
I'm not sure exactly.
Did you watch it for?
I may have watched it on another platform.
You have a friend that purchased it and sent you the code.
I got a promo code.
Speaking of codes, we own this movie.
Is it Bloody One?
No, yeah. We actually own this movie for $4.99. I bought it.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, because it was rent it for $4.99 or buy it for $4.99 on Amazon Prime. So I was like, I'll buy it.
I'm gonna go for the buy.
We'll have it to watch every year.
Yeah, so we can watch it where and I can like actually
fall asleep to it.
Yeah, well, listen to the actual dialogue. Yeah.
I will
not that
say
it's great. But.
Oh, I just got it. She's Foxy for Halloween. Get it?
Oh, Foxy.
That's Black Alice in Wonderland over there.
Yes, yeah.
And the girl on the right
is she one of the Pointer Sisters or something, maybe?
She's a backup. She just happens to be a backup singer in a band. That's not a costume.
She just showed up.
She just showed up. What are you girls doing?
Oh, you girls are so funny.
I wish we would have heard this conversation. It was naughty, I think.
Yeah,
I think so.
It did start naughty.
Because she said, where did it come from? Their dick. You've got two things that's coming from there. If it's anything else, he needs to go to the hospital.
I don't know about the Zuber driver. I'm trying to figure out where this is going here.
He did a Prius, though, so... it is a Prius, right?
Yeah.
A black Prius. Does that give him points? Except being the silver.
Oh, they're making fun of it.
Oh.
It's quirky that we talked about it.
Oh, he wants to try and get all three?
I think he's going to kill people.
I think he is, too. He said it was the darkness, or something.
Well, and his friend earlier on things said, you know what so-and-so likes? He goes, yeah, I know what he likes or whatever. So maybe he's abducting them for people.
Oh, shit.
Yep, that's exactly what's going on. I watched a movie recently. I think, I was going to say we did, but I think it was just me. I watched a movie, one of those cheap, really, really low-budget movies where it was an Uber driver who was filming everything was also murdering people.
Wow.
Damn, does somebody order some cap chocolate?
That's funny.
Oh, he wants... Oh, well.
Well, not after you insulted me. Zero stars.
I was just going to say, I'm right here. That should get bonus points.
Then they've got a dead or a tied up person in the back who knows not to make noise when someone gets in the car.
I know, he'd at least be trying to shake. He had enough to give him a finger.
Well, the girl that got in, remember, she noticed the sound in the back and he said there's...
I missed that. Bears
in the back or something.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. So we've now seen Foxy Girl twice now. She's going to die at some point, right?
I would imagine.
You know, there was a guy that was I mistook for poor man Silent Bob a while ago.
Yes.
But those two girls are literally hanging out in front of the Quickie Stop. So they are, in fact, Jay and Silent Bob sitting in front of the Quick Stop. There's every scene they've been in, they've just been standing on the outside.
It's just the female version.
Yeah. Actually, bro, I'm sure.
Now, see, why would he want to kidnap her when he has two witnesses back there that saw him?
He just corrected her on her horror literature.
Yes.
She called Dracula Bram Stoker, and he said actually Bram Stoker was the author. Isn't Bram Stoker like the scariest natural name made?
Probably. Yeah. Like ever.
Yeah, Mary Shelley, Frankenstein, wasn't scary. Mary Shelley's not scary.
That's not scary.
Although, apparently, if you ever read about Mary Shelley, she was kind of cool. That she wrote that because a bunch of people just were bouncing stories off each other at a dinner party.
Yeah?
And she just happened to be good at telling stories, so she wrote Frankenstein. You look me. That's either real or a plot for Doctor Who. I can't remember.
Yeah. Talk about right place, right time.
Yeah. I do think it was a Doctor Who plot, but maybe that's accurate. I don't know.
We'll look that up.
Okay, fuck it. Although he might fuck you up a bit. He's kind of hard to read.
That is Bob Isaac, Oscar's brother, is who that is. Isaac. No way around it.
Now, who are these guys? Come on.
This is who she's going to.
Okay. Hey, Daddy.
Uber driver.
But what the fuck does he want?
I think he wants to suck your blood.
Snoop Dogg's got jokes.
Oh. Yeah, you're really good at that. Okay, random white dude.
He's about to kill everybody.
Yeah, he is. Oh. That was the worst gut effect.
Oh, these guys are
like little vigilante.
Yeah, where did this guy come from? That was his friend on the phone.
Maybe he was in the trunk with everybody else.
He is a pro wrestler.
Yeah, was he the hand that poked up out of the back?
Well,
it can't be because he's way too big.
There's no way. Where did he come from? Well, he did send a text in the car.
Ooh, Wolfman's got nards. Oh. It's a chick.
Oh. She's like a, I don't know, ex-SWAT.
This is this movie has a lot of different turns. Now it's an action fight scene.
Yeah.
Martial arts movie.
Well, you need to if you want to be successful. Why did you hit her? I think he punched her in the boob.
Oh, that's a good point. You got to hit women.
With
brass knuckles.
Brass knuckles.
That killed
with not a thing of blood on them.
Oh, these are military guys. Former military guys.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yes.
You should have used it from the start. I don't like guns, you know that. So I only carry one round.
What's she going to do now?
I only carry one round.
He does. Look at it.
These guys clearly go out on Halloween and murder because they suffer from PTSD.
Yeah.
Maybe she's Tina Turner, which is appropriate because she just got bitch slapped.
Wow.
Is that too soon?
Well, you know.
What the better part of that joke was the timing
that, is a
that
horrible,
I nailed it having never seen this movie.
That
was pretty impressive.
Mask.
If people start this movie at the exact time we did, that's going to be the payoff right there.
We hope you made it this far.
As if on cue, the backhanded slap.
Oh, what?
I'm going to go out on a limb for those that are listening to this and do listen to our podcast and know what kind of fans of Marvel we are. This might... Oh, yeah.
Was
this,
that him,
that's
then?
Him right there. This might be the precursor to Moon Knight, because clearly poor man's Oscar Isaac here is out being a vigilante.
Yeah. Old Bob here.
Oh, there's another one.
Doing a little black Salem Black.
That's the worst Frankenstein costume of all time.
Yeah, it's not good.
Pimp Frankenstein over there?
You make 6 figures a year. Why are you still buying the same fucking beer we had when we were high school?
Yeah. I don't. He should have said, because I don't want to reward my deadbeat best friends from high school.
I'm a cheap bastard.
Get a job, fuckface.
So I was watching the news yesterday and had this full report on Chongo Chicken. Like, don't change the subject, you roofie bloody. Ever eaten that?
Yeah. Chongo Chicken.
It's an awful name.
They tested 8 separate locations over 100 times in the course of a month. And they found fecal matter.
He's getting kind of agitated. You think he wants to kill him?
That's shit. Human shit.
I got to tell you this. This guy had slick hair earlier. When not slicked back, he has the curliest head of hair. I'm jealous.
Who's Lenny? Game.
Game time, he said. I think Lenny's who they're waking up.
Oh, I see. But do we know who Lenny is?
Why do you put all that shit all over him? You know he's just going to tear it off.
Was Lenny in the back of his Prius?
Oh, maybe.
No, because he was roofied.
It was a white hand in the back. Wait. This is their buddy, Lenny.
Why would you do this to a black man? Come on.
That's even a bit of a printer appropriate.
I think he roofied him as a joke is what he did. Then they're giving him a hard time.
Nice.
Oh, something's going down.
Uh-oh.
He's like wrapped in toilet paper.
Maybe they gave him the wrong
roofie. I
don't
think that was roofie. Like that.
Damn, whoa. Son.
They're not here to fuck around.
You think they're going to hunt the girl?
You know, the ultimate game. Man.
What was that? Surviving the game with
Ice-T? Surviving the game with
Ice-T?
Oh, it is going to be
like
that.
They got all of them.
From?
They've been they trapped all those people.
Yeah.
That's why they were collecting them.
So did he trap them in driving?
In the Prius.
I think they've been slowly accumulating them from different. And they just got a bunch in one swoop just now.
I mean, shouldn't he have had like maybe an Escalade?
And,
or
Surviving the Game was the Ice Cube movie, or Ice Tea movie.
Was it Cube or Tea?
It's Ice Tea.
Tea.
And, but I was actually quoting Wedding Crashers when they're out hunting. He goes, yeah, because I've secretly been going out hunting on a fucking weekend. He goes, and he goes, this doesn't seem fair. He goes, yeah, we should be hunting man, you know, the ultimate game.
I got it now.
Is that the old man from the first scene? Right there?
No. Nope, that's clearly Ric Flair.
Yeah.
That's an old wrestler. Oh, they're all bad guys.
Oh. What? Why throw blood on him?
Why did... Yeah, where'd the blood come from? Yeah.
Are they trying to go for the how many F-bombs can we get in
here,
there?
But their reasoning for killing people is the same as John Goodman's reasoning for doing everything in Big Lebowski. I didn't bleed my blood on the sand. Jesus Christ.
Let's take from every other movie.
Yeah.
We got Ernest Scared Stupid. We got Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski, yeah.
That dude is turning into something over there.
Yeah, something's going on with him.
Maybe that's why they roofied him. I don't know. Oh.
Why is his dick out?
Oh.
He's just throwing blood
all
over him. Huh.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Putting pumpkin heads on them, too.
Oh, now what is this?
More blood?
Watered down blood at that.
Yeah.
Maybe they only had so much.
Yeah.
Like, you got the blood, right? Well, yeah. I got some of it.
They used the same water from that Jack Daniels earlier.
I want to give you all a very fair chance.
Oh, I doubt it.
We're going to let you guys go. Y'all feel like running?
They look like they're shaking their head.
Is he? What? It looked like he had a signal flare.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. Oh, is she nude?
Well, she's working on it.
At least down to her...
her skivvies?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hard to say. They're convenient camera angles.
I think it's a little...
It looked like her top was the only thing off. Something's going on with him.
Oh, this is this is the thing.
Oh, so they let him go...
They roofie him till he's needed.
Oh, he turns into a monster, yes. And they've got blood all over him so he can smell them.
So what do they do in the between? Just
they're just going to watch him go kill people.
Oh, they're going to hunt, too.
And then they do this, too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's no fair that you can't let them see.
What was that movie that Mel Gibson directed where they're throwing the spears as they're running? Apocalypto. Yeah.
It's an underrated movie.
I know. I just watched it the other day.
Yeah, it's a very well done movie. That movie would have been an Oscar nominated movie if Mel Gibson had not went hard on the Jews before he made that movie.
Hey, know your audience. And
If you're going to make a movie in Hollywood, you can't hate Jews.
Maybe you should just keep your mouth quiet.
Yeah, maybe not get drunk and go on a rant. If you're going to, at least be like David Hasselhoff and just talk, you know, just...
Yes. Oh, you know he was going to get it. Damn, you're right. They can't see shit.
Yeah, why not take it off also?
Okay.
I would bend over. I would bend over to knock the thing off. I'm sorry.
Clarify, please.
Ooh, right in the poop turd cutter.
Oh, God, guys. Just... rip that thing off your head and go.
Oh, now you're talking ninja swords.
Oh my. Oh, what was happening with that person?
Well, nothing good.
What the fuck was that?
That's a little green. Oh.
Was that Toothless from what was that animated movie?
With the dragons? How to Save Your Dragon? Yeah. How to Train Your Dragon?
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Lay down.
Oh, bye-bye. Ooh. Ooh.
So we got a flying devil demon.
Oh, that was fun.
That was your best special effect.
That was pretty good. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
So now we have Evolution.
This is a gargoyle.
Underworld Evolution
flying
in here.
Gargoyle. He transformed, and now he's... Oh, that's not a bad look.
That's
either.
All right. Oh, you guys are screwed.
Well, what's weird, though, is he also has, like, a getup. Look, that's a necklace around him. Like.
Yeah, well, he likes his bling.
Lenny! Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay. Now you're going to see it coming.
Oh.
Oh, squeezed his head. What was the guy wearing the shirt? Where'd he come from?
I don't know. He was just... I was just looking for the... the bathroom.
Yeah, Lenny's got like a getup.
What? Okay.
God dang.
They had murder left
this
and right.
Scene is how do
you
get chaotic?
Clean,
like,
you gotta clean up that mess
sense.
When you're done.
Well, they're just, yeah, it's just tons of angles and just. I think too many people, they could have shortened it down. Maybe actually show them running away.
Well,
and
I feel like there weren't this many people.
Well, you're right. It did look like six or so.
Well, it's hard to say. Yeah, hey, we've seen a lot die already.
6, 20, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, run into the graveyard.
Oh, you're going to trip over something.
Dude. Oh, you can see through the mouth.
Oh.
Except for that.
Oh, now, there you go.
Very good. I feel like that could have been done a long time ago.
No, now he's going to show up to the party? No.
Ooh,
that's a one in a million shot.
Through a
arm.
Tree that thick, a foot thick.
Well, he is a big dude.
All right.
With, I mean, we buy into the fact that their friend turns into a flying demon.
Oh, well, there has to be certain leniencies given.
So, are these have to be bad people?
Yeah, they said
they all were
bad in some way.
Then aren't they just taking the job away from creepy clown dude?
Well, this is where a fight ensues.
Oh.
Take your time. Oh, nice.
What?
Oh, that was.
Wow.
What the fuck, Scotty? Oh, it's affecting
the town.
So these guys aren't just telling stories. They're
like real time.
Yeah. I think we're looking for a formal plot in a movie without one. I don't know that.
Missy, we're asking for too much.
The power is out, and there's this guy's out looking for the great pumpkin.
Oh, look at this asshole. He made it out. Or is it she? I don't know. Oh, no, it's a he. Never mind.
We didn't see the girl die. We saw a lot of death, but not the girl.
The black girl?
You're right. Yeah. You're right. That's true.
I think we can assume she died in that mess.
It's fair to say.
Also, good for them, though, to include women in their murder.
It's important.
They found at least one.
His headphones are on backwards, by the way. The mouthpiece goes behind his head.
This is true.
Do what? It's a fold-down.
No, it's behind his ear. Isn't it?
No, it's one of those ones that you just pull it down and...
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a gaming headphone is what I think it is.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, usually that one's on the left-hand side, not the right.
Also, you don't need headphones with a microphone if you have a giant microphone in front of you.
They were on a budget, and he borrowed these from his son. Yeah.
It probably didn't look as good without them on.
I wonder if one's Chili and the other's Billy.
Ah, the Chili Billy show?
Thinking about you. Got a story in mind? Anything I can help you out about?
This guy right here, this dog in the middle of the room, wants something.
Well, probably a better movie, maybe, but...
Hey, this is the perfect movie for this.
This is the perfect movie for this.
Yes. Let me ask him. Hey, Bill, we've got a caller in the line.
Yep, Bill,
she's
okay.
She's been a fan of yours for quite a while.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. All
right.
Look.
You got Chili Billy on the line?
Oh, no, he is Chili Billy.
He is just Chili Billy. So by all accounts, this is a small town.
Yeah.
So if you're a big fan of Chili Billy, good chance you're gonna run into him at the grocery store.
With the Quickie Mart.
Yeah, the Quickie Mart with the hose outside.
It's a happening place. Oh, here we go.
We can't have many stories left on this.
No.
I think it's got about 20 minutes left.
This was almost two hours 20 long.
20 minutes left.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Wow.
It was like 1 hour 40 something minutes.
So they went for the gold. That is some intense fog.
I can just tell by the way it looks. That fog is intense.
Well, I mean...
It's a van full of people.
I'm trying to figure out how they did this because I've seen how they do the fog effects, but these are some big areas. Maybe it was literally a foggy night.
Literally waited for a foggy night.
I mean...
It's the Gone with the Wind shot.
Get everybody...
Wait 3 days for the perfect sunset.
Oh, no. Now, another story, I guess.
Yeah, this is another. This is a person called, or she asked for the story about the house on the hill.
And usually they've always been intertwined with at least a character, right? Maybe Foxy?
I don't know that they've all been intertwined.
You're right.
Or maybe they'll end up being intertwined. Who knows?
Yeah.
Simon, Judy, and myself will head up to the house so I'll get solid.
Oh, that dude's dying. He's British. He's obviously arrogant. Listen to his accent.
That's true. Now get your asses moving.
That's a military backpack?
Yeah.
I can tell because it's black and it's got lots of straps.
It's got lots of straps and pockets.
I don't know. I just know that it's not
going to
be me digging it out.
Right.
Right.
Oh, they're
going to
dig up a body.
Oh. Huh. Creepy house.
It is a creepy house.
That is a creepy house.
That's us. I think that was special effects to make it look as run down because the hole on the pillar was...
Did you see it moving?
No, it was clearly CG'd on it.
Okay.
Those are usually structural.
Ooh, they paid for the heat vision, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're paranormal researchers.
Yeah, because this... The scene... I mean,
what's his name? Zach Baggins? Is that who one of them is? Isn't that his name?
Oh, the guy that does
the... The bro-man, the frat guy that hosts... He's the most famous.
I don't know.
He has this whole haunted museum in Vegas. So,
yeah, I'm sure you know. You know the spiky-haired dude, black-haired dude that hosts the... Like, that has the... Goes to all the haunted houses and stuff. And
Maybe if I saw him. It's just not ringing a bell.
He's the big one. His name's Zach. But not only does he own a museum with all the collection of haunted things, but he bought the Gateway to Hell house.
Oh.
He tried buying the Poltergeist house. Or not the Poltergeist. The the what's the house here from?
Amityville
Exorcist? Horror House.
Oh, Amityville Horror,
which is here in St. Louis.
You're right, Exorcist. That was a
no. It is the Exorcist. No, you're right. Is the it Exorcist House here in St. Louis?
I was like, Amityville Horror wasn't in.
That would have been in.
I think that was on the East Coast.
Most
I think.
Likely been in Amityville.
Well, that's which I'm not even sure St. where Louis? That's at. But
I don't know.
Amityville, St. Louis. That sounds. That makes sense.
That sounds like the middle of nowhere.
So yeah. Wait, I think are these guys like ghost hunters maybe because he's got the camera. Yeah,
I don't know if we've ever I ever noticed this before, but I watched between two settings. I watched Roadhouse this week.
Oh, God bless you.
That's in Missouri.
Yeah, you see Jasper. Is it Jasper?
That's no the Jasper one or that area is Footloose.
I'm sorry.
Purdy, Missouri, where that's based on.
Oh, okay,
but
okay.
They just say. They just show Missouri license plates and,
that's true.
And Roadhouse.
Yeah.
And at one point, the guy goes, I call my FBI friend out of Springfield. So it's somewhere.
You know, I think I missed the Springfield line.
I did. I just caught it this time.
Just in Joplin.
Yeah.
I mean, how good would the FBI be out of Springfield or even Joplin for that matter?
Well, I mean, it's a city. Springfield's got about, I mean, with
well, you're right.
With school, the colleges and the workforce, it swells to about 250,000. So you do have
at least a couple FBI, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Oh, she had a flashback. Who was this woman?
She
wasn't in the original.
Like
group.
She could probably read spirits.
Oh,
or
the
some
seance
shit.
One.
Yeah, she's the actual. What's the word I'm looking for? Psychic, not psychic.
Medium.
Medium. That's what I'm looking for. She's the medium.
Grave Encounters. You ever see that one?
I don't know if I have.
Ah, that's kind of a fun one. Kind of found footage style. Them going on a ghost hunt and obviously some bad stuff happened.
Missy found it interesting that Halloween and Friday the 13th, the two originals,
yeah,
where they come in on the most profitable
low-budget
film of all time.
Oh, yeah.
It's behind...
Paranormal Activity was number one and...
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch was
Blair
two.
Witch.
Halloween 3, original Friday the 13th
that's a fun
was four.
Fact.
I was like,
both
what?
Of those movies... Halloween and Friday the 13th combined were made for less than $1 million.
I know. That's insane.
One of them had Kevin Bacon in it. So a big star.
That's awesome, too.
Well,
and the other had Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
I don't think either of them were big stars then, right?
No, then they were just
Kevin
starting.
Bacon, but Kevin Bacon had been in Animal House going into that.
What had
keep
it been
calm.
Released?
All
yeah,
is
keep,
well.
All
yeah,
time.
But had Animal House been released?
Oh yeah,
at
they
that
even
point?
Said
okay.
They go. Well, at least he was in Animal, but he also had was in commercials.
Yeah,
and he was a hunk.
Yeah, he was. He's a good looking dude.
It was funny how much detail went into the casting Friday the 13th.
Okay,
and as they're talking about why they chose so and so and why they're doing
it,
it's all people that got killed. Like. You could have put some of them got killed 10 minutes into the movie.
Well, and I heard too he was looking for people that weren't really well known, but like had a really good not sex appeal per se, but kind
of
like
he tried to make
chemistry
that present
with the camera,
and they really did. I mean, when you watch it, it's legit. But I think it's Cunningham and the other one, the producer and writer, or whatever. Like, they totally were ripping off of.
Oh, they talk about it on the movies that made us. They go.
We know the formula.
They go, just use the same formula. Nightmare of Halloween.
I mean, you want to make money?
Yeah.
They just turned, the way they distanced themselves was turning up the gore and the nudity.
This is true. And it worked.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. Because Jamie Lee Curtis wasn't showing her boobs until Trading Places.
Yeah. She had to go legits.
Letits.
Oh, Lord.
That's what it sounded like. Oh, this is what she's flashback to. Do you need another beer, Missy, or are you good? You are good, or you need one?
I need one.
Okay.
Yes and yes.
You guys can't tell it because of my professionalism, but Louie is driving me crazy. Watch this. He'll growl at me in a second.
No, because you said it, he won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just going to be like,
There it went.
Oh.
He wants something. Apparently he wants up in my lap, but I'm not going to let him because there's no room.
So he's going into the house that used to be, or you know, all nice looking.
Yeah, this is the ghost they're looking for, or something. I'm guessing.
Yeah, if the kid didn't make it.
Search, shows us the fire.
This one needs to start picking it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's slow.
Mike, yeah. It,
are you good
I'm no, I'm good. Thank you, sir. Yeah, it's kind of odd. Pacing is a hard thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
And even as a writer, like when I'm writing, I mean, you need to pay attention to how you're doing it because. If you lose your audience in between, and there's because they're not digging the dialogue or whatever, it's rough.
Those should be who tested her instincts. Curiosity got the better of her.
What is he worried about?
Yeah, he's very worried.
Simon, maybe the story's personal to them or something.
Maybe he knew.
Yeah, he's wiping his head.
Huh. Maybe he was the kid at the
maybe
beginning.
Maybe he's.
What if he was the kid? Good one, Missy. That's, I like it.
Maybe he's not really alive. Maybe neither the DJ nor his producer are alive.
Maybe they're both dead. Oh, what the hell just happened? Oh, she's feeling, okay, his presence.
Unfazed.
That was a loud snap.
That was.
I mean,
impressive.
I couldn't do that. A million tries. Not going to happen. Finger would break.
I'm married to her, and that's the first I've seen of her supersonic snap.
Oh, my God.
That was a supersonic snap.
Apparently, it's a power I didn't know my wife had.
Look at the... Something's weird going on here.
Well, the power's out because of the guy's amazing spear-chucking ability.
that amazing effect?
Yeah, that twig-like guy.
By the way, I don't know if spear-chucking's a phrase we can say anymore.
Why?
That's a racist phrase. Look up spear-chucker.
I don't have my phone.
I have to look it up, but I don't
know. That is a racist phrase towards black people, spear-chuckers.
I will not...
In the movie MASH, the black football player that they got to transfer into the 4077... He was a former 49er football player that they claim named Spear Chucker Jones.
Oh, dear Lord.
And he was a black guy?
He was a black guy, no. Yeah.
Well, that does sound a bit rough. So
that was for the base football game that they played against another base in the movie.
So for those of you that think you know everything, there's always something else.
right?
By the way, that fucking MASH movie's a great movie if you've never watched
never
it.
Never seen it,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's great. The series, one of my favorite series of all time, TV shows of all time.
I know people loved it. I just never got into it.
I liked it.
You did.
They did. That and Scrubs did more with comedy and seriousness all at the same time.
It is very odd. It's a hard thing to mesh.
All of the actors that were in Scrubs said the hardest thing for them to do in the show was to, they would do a clear slapstick comedy take, and then in the very next scene go into a serious one.
Oh, that's,
and they said it was tough, but that was
tough.
The beauty of the show. That's why the show is so great.
Okay. So some lady just called in saying that you don't know the...
real story?
Well, the story, but she says like the detriment that this is on my family and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
The trauma that's done to
us. Yeah, but I'm like, why?
So he's telling a story that actually happened. This town, by the way, move out of this town if you live here.
This town is jacked. I'm out. Fun locations, though, I guess.
Yeah, you should really go film Dead Nightmare in this town.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of great spots.
There are. Zombies moving through here would be legit. Shh, do you hear that? Oh, hail to the nose. What in the...
And she saw it in real life, too.
What's going on here?
Did she pull a gun out?
It looked like it, but I think it was just a recorder.
Oh, yeah. It's her...
is it the... What do you call it when it's the noise?
Yeah. The EVP?
What do you want?
The electronic voice phenomenon or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Huh.
Does he get trapped down here, maybe?
That's Paul.
I don't think
she just called him
Paul.
Jacob.
Wait.
I don't think that's actually
so
Paul.
So it's Paul.
Yeah. Paul means something.
Oh, no.
Or was he one of the guys who was the announcer guy?
I don't know.
Oh, it's those two, I bet.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yep.
You little shits.
I bet he's Paul and the other guy's Chili
Billy.
They're
Chili. Going to die at the end.
Let me see. Where's the name
oh,
tag?
Oh, he's Paul.
How did he get the lighter?
He just went from cigarette. Oh, maybe he went in later?
Yep.
He went from cigarettes to cigars. Okay.
Yeah, something's going down here.
Whoops. You guys are going to get it.
It's got to be the last story because
yeah,
it's the longest.
It's coming, yeah, it's coming full circle here. Now, where's the other dude at?
He's on the air. He
well, they were having some technical problems,
he's a
right?
Professional. He stays on the air no matter what.
Oh, you're right. Good point. Himself inside, despite the reports of the boys'
attempts to get him out. I think our dogs went outside, or at least one dog went outside. Missy, do you want to do it this time? You want me to?
No.
not really.
All right, you guys.
Oh, wait, we'll go through.
I'm gonna be wrong. It's my buddy's story.
No, it's inaccurate.
It's in that.
What's How could you possibly know this? I've got a first-hand source for this.
Go, bud.
What's your name, lady? It's getting real now. Ghosties.
They're in Georgia.
Don't really have the accents, but...
Yeah, no doubt. Not one person.
Of course, if they're ghost hunters, maybe they travel around. I don't know.
I thought we determined that all these stories were in the same town.
But see, well, they clearly have to be in the same town. He's the same...
Oh, look. He just opened the door and it's got all these paws on it.
Oh, it's that thing from the first story.
No, that wasn't the first. It was second from story. The... the second one.
All right, second story.
The old guy.
I think you're going to get your comeuppance.
I hear you, you fucking punk!
Tough guy.
Yeah.
How much light does that provide?
It gets hot pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
It's gonna get you.
Much like the rhythm, it's gonna get you.
It's gonna get you.
Little known fact, Gloria Estefan was singing about demonic...
She knew it was that. Oh,
about demonic clown monsters. They made her change it to rhythm because they thought it would be more accepted by the masses.
That vinyl's going to burn.
Yeah, he dropped the thing. Was he having a heart attack?
I don't know that vinyl's going to burn that quick.
Yeah.
I think the film's flammable. Film, yeah.
Inglourious Bastard style.
Curtis?
This
thing says that the house is on fire.
Oh, but it's not. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Curtis.
But there's no... Curtis, a.k.a. Curtis. Captain Obvious.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you, Curtis.
It's not a real fire, Curtis. It's a ghost fire.
Yeah, but yet they...
But he can't use his other foot now?
What happened to him?
He... What?
We saw him trip, but I think we're under the impression...
Maybe he had his funny bone, and it's like, he's like, I can't do it.
It's a pull!
It says pull, jackass. Wait, how could she even touch him?
She's that good a medium.
She's that medium, yeah.
Yeah, but the
I'd say she's a large.
You're rude.
Guys, we've
I'm
lost.
I'm talking about her size. Wow. I'm just quoting on her ability compared to other mediums.
Why is the house a different color?
It's a flashback.
It's flashback to when it was real time to... Or, I'm sorry, the past when it happened to here.
No, I think she's right, though. When they showed a full face view of it, it looked different.
Oh, well.
Everybody out. We'll pull him with you.
Just hold on.
He's dead.
Damn it, see? If it was a guy, he would have held on.
Oh, there's the orange.
Oh.
You know what, though? For a house that burned down, it stayed intact.
That's
pretty
what I'm
good.
Saying. Yeah.
And how did it turn into a white house?
Maybe that's my point.
Yeah.
Sounds like demons running down our stairs.
I hear it, yeah.
They're up there.
It's clearly a gremlin. Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Until now.
Oh,
is that the medium lady talking to him?
I don't know. I think that's going on simultaneously, but...
Billy isn't chilly right now.
No, you're going to be...
Yeah, it's a little warm in there, Chilly Billy.
You got what you deserve, player.
Yep.
You let me burn!
Oh, the dogs are back in.
Hey, guys. Well.
I think all Louie wants is to actually get on the couch.
Well, come on up, Goof.
He's too slow. He's old and Jinky runs laps around
him. And he contemplates it. Like, is this the best move for me?
Yeah.
Okay, now he's good.
You gotta make the right move. Okay, well, these guys...
Let's burn down the whole studio.
They're gonna burn. That was her studio?
This is a Nightmare on Elm Street vibe.
Chilly Billy. Now, I get that this dude had to be punished for murdering kid.
This is true.
But really, both of them were punished because Chilly Billy's show is now ruined.
The podcast is over.
Maybe.
Oh no, he followed him out.
Oh no.
No,
this is going back to this is.
But he didn't know. He wasn't a part of it.
No.
Maybe for just bad radio. Look. She ripped him.
That's all it takes, huh?
Well, she did create it. She brought him into this world. She can take him out.
She'll take his ass out.
Psychotronic radio.
So maybe his punishment is losing his entire studio.
Well, everyone else lost their life.
Yeah, it doesn't seem quite balanced, does it?
By the way, Psychotronic Radio on 66.6 FM. The tagline is, radio so fucking good, it's scary.
Oh, no.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, listen, I didn't do anything. I was just...
Oh, this thing's still alive.
Is that Lenny? Leroy?
Yeah, that's Lenny.
Lenny.
Ah, this is the ultimate Snickers commercial.
Want some candy?
Here's payday.
You turn into a real demon when you're hungry.
You're so hangry.
Want some candy? Want some candy?
I was going to say, if that was the ending, that was shitty.
Yeah.
No. Oh, look at Glenn. He's all right.
He said you get really sleepy after eating people. They got to clean all that up.
Yeah, I mean... Somebody gonna find that.
Blood and beer.
Now, why though? Do they don't? Well, they don't have to explain it. I guess I'm looking for too much. Why does Lenny turn into a monster? Oh, she froze. The tragic few rely on
others to stay sane
or clean up our messes. Yeah. It can cost years. He's gonna get hit by a car.
the drunk guy's dead.
I was gonna say that too. Yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
But one thing is for sure. Huh? That's the most elaborate clubhouse.
I mean,
there's no generator, but it has electricity.
See, what's sad is there was only one wooden sculpture.
Yeah.
Made.
What was the point of even doing it? I mean,
maybe they wanted to murder that kid without, you know.
Maybe he was the only.
Death.
Was he the only asshole?
So we're still got this guy running. Oh, great.
Oh, great.
Holy shit! Yeah. So Foxy,
she made it.
Girl doesn't die.
Nope, she was chilling.
Yeah, told you, Zach. Yeah, top billing.
I was gonna say I called him out. Not
well,
you.
No, originally no,
you did that, but he got top billing. But that, I guess, as we
Corey Taylor, that's who he is.
Who's Corey Taylor?
Isn't he a singer too?
Corey Taylor.
Let's look him up.
Best line of the movie. Yes, want to go to Waffle House?
He is an American singer.
Is it like Stained or fucking...
I'd have to look it up. I don't even know.
Slipknot.
Thank you.
Oh, what? Oh,
and Stone Sour.
Huh.
This whole time I was like, he looks very familiar.
And Kings of Chaos.
And he had those neck tattoos, and his hair was slicked back.
This
he
is
totally
true.
Looked like a singer.
He did.
So
he did.
He is number one enemy, public enemy number one to Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh.
They don't let MGK and Slipknot don't get along.
Well,
it's Machine Gun Kelly's fault. He's got issues.
I got a couple of his songs. He's all right.
He likes it.
I love his new album.
Yeah, he's with Megan right now, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Super hot Megan Fox.
Enjoy that.
I was going to say, as the special episode comes to close, but there's so much going on in the credits.
I'm not sure it's quite over yet.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
We're going to have to see this through.
And there's good music. What that pumpkin's throwing up.
He's an unhappy pumpkin.
Yeah, it must have ate the same thing Lenny did earlier.
Ooh.
And that was clearly Halloween 3. The Witching Hour.
Yes.
The best Halloween.
Oh, God.
Kidding. Yeah. Kidding.
People will murder you.
It has grown on me.
I've watched a couple times. I mean, it's its own little thing.
By the way, the special effects were done by Digital Thunderdome was the name of the company.
Yes.
Oh, that guy's name is Bad Candy. Jason Thompson as Bad Candy.
Huh. So he is...
Sounds like you're efforting to make someone.
If you can stuff the phone in through the pumpkin, why can't you take the pumpkin off?
Take it off your head, dumbass.
I don't know. Let's go snuggle?
We haven't gotten a job all night. Let's snuggle.
I mean, we might as well.
Well, that's officially the end. So there we go. That's the end of the quote-unquote special episode. So if you're listening to this, we're going to go back to the normal episode here in just a bit. So I'm going to hit stop.
Good, because I have to...
Oh, wait, it's not done!
Damn it.
It's a dude, and that's his nose. There you go.
Mine's at least a dick.
Oh, these are bloopers. Bloopers.
You know you got a good scary movie when you add outtakes.
Yes. Oh, dear Lord. What's the worst is when they try to do bloopers and they're not even remotely
like this?
Funny. Yeah. I feel like this would be the best blooper guy.
Yes.
That is it.
They could have absolutely not even bothered.
That off.
There's no need for all
that. No, that's
so
not.
Missy is going to go use the restroom, and we're going to.
Ooh, 3.8, yeah. 3.8 out of 10 on IMDb. Yeah. 3 out of 5 stars on.